That is sugar. Have you ever had one in you?
Yeah.
On your farm, you'll get them out there, won't you? Have you ever seen a tick that get on dogs? Huh? I have two. One morning I woke up something and hit it, and I got to turn on the light. I've got the stuff I must, you know, spray to get. I have the stuff that if he gets one on him, I spray it and it kills him instantly. Yeah. But I keep it away from his little teepee down there. But now the ticks is tick time. You see, the dogs get them out of the grass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the kind of insects that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
You
ever heard that called?
Hoppergrass. Okay.
Sometimes I say, grass. Wait a minute. It's a grasshopper. And I say, hoppergrass. And then he gets hoppergrass. That's just good for devil, man, because he's going to correct me. Yes, the grasshopper.
Okay. And a small fish that you might use to bait.
A minnow?
Okay. And if you haven't had a real old house or something that hadn't been cleaned in a long time, up in the corner, you know, you might find a
web.
Okay, what kind of web?
Now, my son got one out of my bedroom. He took the mop. And, you know, you can get all these mops to keep the corners out. I was told, I don't know if this person knows any better, that wherever you see one of these webs, there is supposed to be, must be a spider.
Yes.
But my son said, no, somebody told me that it is an accumulation of lint where the heat goes up and it gets in. Now, he got one out.
Yeah.
It did look like more or less lint.
What about
goes up.
If a spider, something similar to this, that a spider lives in?
Well, a spider lives in his web.
Okay.
And out there sometimes a huge, they call them the writing spider. The spider that writes. Have you seen him? He has a huge web. He's black. Sometimes you can almost make out the words. They claim, there's a superstition attached to it. When you see a writing spider. I don't know whether it's going, what I've forgotten, but there is a superstition attached to the writing spider. Some people say they write the word roar. But they write, sometimes it's almost legible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the part of the tree underneath the ground is called
the root.
Okay. Have you ever heard of using these roots for anything like medicine? Using roots?
Herbs?
Yes.
Yeah. you use the roots of, let me see, I don't know what. What root would you use? Not necessarily the tree, not only the tree root, you use roots of some other plants, like the poke salad. You get the root for the poke salad, and you're supposed to make a tea. It has medicinal potential, and then the poke berry that grows. You've seen the poke salad.
What do you use it? You said it could be used for medicine. What kind of medicine?
Oh, who knows? The people in the country, they get the barks off of certain trees,
yeah.
The roots, and the, wait a minute now, hohound, mullein, dog fennel. Wait a minute. My father, when we were small, what was that? We had the stomach ache. We'd wake up crying and say, we have our stomach's hurting. Oh, I'm going to think of that and tell you.
It was a root.
It was a root. We chewed it for the stomach ache. Will I ever? Oh, that has left me completely.
That's